Tabitha's words.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thinking about, well, I think about lots of things, don't you? Except, of course, during Zazen. But I've been thinking about how we find our way in practice. You know, each of us is completely unique with unique circumstances, and yet we do the same practice. We all do the same practice. No matter how long we've been doing it, we still do the same practice. So I've been thinking about edges and walls and going into unfamiliar territory, and thinking about how it's easy for us to find our way in familiar territory, right? Familiar ideas about who we are, who other people are, what reality is. Familiar ruts that keep us cozy, even if they're painful. We might think, I can't. I'm not smart enough. I'm not brave enough. Or we might get angry. Anyway, all these things can be very familiar, right? Very easy. Whatever is familiar and supports our known world, they will never, I will never. Do you ever have those thoughts? Yeah. But our practice asks us to meet the unknown with each step. Our practice asks us to wake up. So you can see things completely differently. Like if you drive along a road and you form in your mind what that road is, and then you walk along the same road. Have you ever done that? Mm-hmm. Or say you walk on a road and then you ride a horse on a road, or vice versa, the same, exact same place can look completely different. You invite somebody over for dinner and you notice the dust bunnies that you have. You know? It's like that. Or you go away and you come home and you can hear the distant ocean or whatever it is that we get habituated to, we get comfortable with. Our practice asks us to wake up and see things with fresh eyes. Our hearts ask us, our Buddha nature asks us. And when we pay attention, we can find ourselves on the edge of a precipice. We can find ourselves with a choice. We can take the risk of being alive, staying open, paying attention. Or we can return to what is safe and familiar if sometimes a somewhat stinky cave, you know, it just gets so like you haven't changed your sheets in 6 months or something. So Dogen Zenji in the Eihei Koroku wrote a section called True Home Leavers Relieve the Needy. And I'm going to read the whole thing to you today, but I'm just going to talk about the first section. I'll talk about the second section later. This is a big, fat book, right? And it's like a cornucopia of beautiful things. Little sections. Things that Dogen said. So this is the section. Those who are true home leavers. Now, home leavers is a term for monks, but I'm talking about it today as those of us willing to leave this, what's most safe, comfortable, not in a thoughtless way, but in a... True home leavers must maintain the commitment to strength and intense determination and should erect the banner of diligence and fierce courage. Finally, they must hold forth the key of Buddha ancestors, open the barrier of going beyond, and carry out their own family property to benefit and relieve all the abandoned and destitute. At this very time, we first requite our gratitude for the blessings and virtues of the Buddha. I'm going to talk about just the first little bit here. True home leavers must maintain the commitment to strength and intense determination and should erect the banner of diligence and fierce courage. Next time I'll talk about what it means to take out the family treasure and feed the destitute, okay? If we don't attend to this need for courage, we can't truly live. So it's easy to create statements about what courage means. Or especially with our practice, right? We can think it means wearing a thin robe and sitting for hours in the snow. Yeah, something like that. Be a hermit in a hut. But I think these stories just protect us from taking up Dogen Senshi's challenge. They're fantasies. If you're truly called to do that, by all means. But if we make up a story like that and then excuse ourselves from being courageous because we're not going to go sit in the snow, then we're not truly listening to what Dogen has to tell us. So what we learn over time in our practice is that commitment to strength and intense determination, erecting the banner of diligence and fierce courage, have less to do with extraordinary situations and more to do with how we respond to our ordinary lives. In Soto Zen, creating extraordinary circumstances is generally not our way. Our way is to recognize the extraordinary, the unique, the beautiful, the challenging, everything in the most mundane aspects of our lives. That's part of what we do. Dogen talks about this in the in a certain way. He talks about this in the Fascicle Kato, which Shinshu is going to give some teachings on soon. It's a really beautiful fascicle. And Kato means twining minds. So it's a study of this fascicle that teaches us how we are to be in our lives, how this courage comes forth. So the word Kato is from Katsu, the first part. It means arrow root, or and To means wisteria. You know, beautiful wisteria. And both of these are vines that are unable to stand by themselves. So they grow by intertwining with other plants, with walls, with whatever. And so in China and Japan, they're a symbol for something that's complex, entangled, hard to separate out. Twining vines are used as the relationship between the teacher and student, but also the nature of any of our relationships, particularly our human relationships. So our lives are filled with twining vines, aren't they? Parents, friends, co-workers, landlords, non-sentient beings, pots and pans, houses, cars, all twining vines. But our human relationships are generally what ask the most of us, right? And Dogen tells us, he says, in some ways, some teachings say cut those twining vines, cut off those entanglements, you know? But that's not what he says. He says twining vines are cut by twining vines. Our freedom is in those twining vines. It is through our humanity, through twining vines, that we make contact with practice. A practice that's not limited to our ideas about how things should be. In twining vines, we can greet directly with courage and integrity. Integrity, what is? Yeah. The pure and perfect Dharma is only present in this complexity, this tangled reality of human life. This is where we express our strength and determination, diligence and fierce courage. And we do this quite simply by opening to the humanity of this moment. It's like greeting an old friend moment by moment. I know you very well. And yet we know the people that we've known for decades, there's always some freshness, something new. We can't ever box anybody up. We can't box ourselves up. I'm not going to be fooled by the latest version. I am willing to practice forgiveness, humor, willingness to start again. I will stay close to what is true for me, without resorting to making you false. Yeah. This is standing on the edge of the mystery. Standing on the edge of the mystery with you, with everyone, with all beings. And knowing that this is just ordinary life. So, commitment to strength, determination, the banner of diligence, fierce courage, is what's required of us every day. So to do this, we have to find the source of our strength, right? In another part of the Eheko Roku, Dogen asks, whose strength can you depend on to rub pieces of ice together and make a fire? Whose strength can you depend on to rub pieces of ice together and make fire? Now that's impossible, right? You know, you'd have to rub really hard and really fast. You'd have to be really, like, superhuman. But that's what we're doing in our lives. We're doing something that has a mystery to it, a kind of dynamism to it. Has this unthinkable to us. We say, whose strength could do that? We have to find that source of strength. Whose strength? It takes courage to ask that question, right? Especially when a lot of who we are wants to just go to sleep. Oh, I'll ask that question later. takes determination to follow through on such a question, such a mystery. It takes diligence to find who asks the question. Because asking the question is the source of our strength. The one who can ask that question is the who has the strength. Who is that who? We don't know. We look in and we say, I don't know. Who is that who? But it's real, dynamic. It's not the same eye that follows the well-worn ruts. It's somebody who has the courage, infuses us with the courage to live out what is most true about us. We are more than we think. And if we believe the stories that we tell ourselves or the stories that other people tell about us, we are trapped for sure. I was thinking this morning about this and I recalled, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but some of you may remember this book. It was called Woman in Nature, The Roaring Inside Her. It's 40 years old. Yikes. And it's just, unfortunately, it's just as relevant today as it was 40 years ago. But the story, I'm just going to paraphrase it briefly, it's called The Lion in the Den of the Prophets. And the first part is she swaggers in and they are terrified. And so they try and clip her hair and figure out who she is. They want to know where the roar comes from. They clip her hair, look at her fingernails, right? They tell her, they say, "Be still," they shout at her. "We have souls. We know what is right." They approach her with their medicine for you. She does not understand this language. She devours them. when we can be told who we are by ourselves or by others, but there's a roaring inside us that knows something that's far greater than any stories we can tell. Where does that come from? We don't know. But that's this courage and determination, that's the desire to live this life awake. Even though we're flawed human beings, right? Foolish human beings, like the Jodoshin people say. But this courage calls to us. And the shape of it will change person by person. You know, according to the circumstances, according to who you are, according to your needs. It might be the courage to keep going, working two jobs, taking care of your kids. It might be the courage to face infirmity, insecurity. It might be the courage to speak up in a circumstance where it maybe a little dangerous. Maybe the courage to face ourselves when we're sitting on the cushion. So I say we find the edge and we set up camp. We set up camp on the edge. We don't leap over the edge of the abyss. Neither do we retreat. We set up camp at the edge of the unknown. And we cultivate friendliness towards ourselves and others. We stay awake. This is our courage and our determination. It's the living experience of twining vines. It's the source of our strength. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche said, "Just this ordinary moment is the lion's roar of realization." Just this ordinary moment is a lion's roar. So we can't pin this roar down any more than the fellows that wanted to pin the lion down could find it. but we can have a relationship. We can understand this lion's roar. We can express it. And the only way we can express it is to become a lion. There is a saying, our way is to become this moment. And that is when we find our vitality. That is when we come, as we chant in the mornings, like a tiger when she enters the mountain. Your tiger jacket, right? Sorry to point that out, but I thought that was really amazing that you had a tiger jacket on. Like a tiger when she enters the mountain, like a dragon when he gains the water. Imagine a tiger when they enter the mountain. It's their home. They cannot be caged. They're in their element. Where is the separation of tiger and mountain? They're one entity, right? This is what it means to enter our true nature, to enter, to study, to walk like a tiger. When we sit zazen, we are like a tiger. When she enters the mountain, we are like a dragon when they gain the water. So we ask, how do I do this? And we return to Dogen Senji's teachings on fierceness, on courage, on patience. How, in the middle of our ordinary lives, do we walk with the grace and strength and dignity of the tiger? And it is in asking that question, how, that we, with gentleness, with curiosity, with courage, that we find what Dogen Zenji is teaching us about nature of tenacity, strength. Those who are true home leavers must maintain the commitment to strength and intense determination, and should erect the banner of diligence and fierce courage. That's our zazen instruction and our life instruction.